This is Tier. Can I help you?
Hello. My name is Albert. I'm calling you from Local Splash. We have a client interview scheduled for today. It's going to take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Perfect. Before we begin, I just got to let you know all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes. And I got to help you set up your security question. You have three options. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name is fine.
Okay. The answer, please.
Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Got it. All right. And I see you already signed the terms and conditions, so that's good. Let me just... All right, we're going to start by reviewing the information on the account. I see this is going to be for two locations. So
correct.
The name on both of them, I have them as Alpha Home Pros LLC.
Yes.
All right. The first address is at 4649 Rabbit Hash Road, Union, Ohio, 41091.
No, it's Union, Kentucky.
Union, Kentucky. Oh, okay, one second.
Both addresses are in Kentucky, the state of Kentucky.
Okay, one second. And that's the zip code 41091?
Yes.
Okay. That Union address, is that an apartment?
No, it's a personal house.
That's a house, okay. The other address I have here is 8459 U.S. 42, Suite 266, Florence, Kentucky.
Yes.
All right. And these addresses, do you want them to be visible to clients?
No.
Okay. Both omitted. No problem. Do these businesses have license and insurance?
Yes, which I have uploaded.
Okay, perfect.
I've uploaded the business card so far and our insurance. I'm sure I can pull a license. I mean, we're licensed in every city in this area, so I don't know which license you want.
Okay, no, it's no problem. If you already uploaded them, that's fine.
Okay.
Now, the phone number for the Union, Kentucky location, I have it as 859-816-9405.
Correct.
All right. And the other one seems to have the same address. I'm sorry, the same phone number. Is that correct?
Correct. It's mine. I own the company. So I guess the reason that they were setting it up was he said they do it in a 40-mile radius around the one address. But I don't know if we necessarily need both because we're only 10 miles from Florence. I live in Union, but I'm 10 miles from Florence, so I don't know if it's worth it to run both of them or not, honestly.
I see. Well, the algorithm does prioritize the city that you set up the Google Business Profile in. I see a note here that you already have one, so we would just be creating the other one.
Okay.
Let me just
see if I can find... Yeah, I only need one, honestly, but I don't know why they were wanting to do two for each address. I thought we only would need one, but, I mean, whatever gets me in a further radius to reach customers is what I'm trying to do. So what you guys do, you guys actually handle us populating for Google, correct?
Yes. We're going to work on getting your business to show up on the first page when people search for keywords that are associated to your services.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. I found one on here, but the phone number is different.
Is it a 937?
I have a phone number that's 859-535-8500.
Yeah, I think that was some number that they just added to us for like a search or something, so they didn't have like direct contact with us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a call tracking number. Who gave you this number?
Yeah. I guess we had a Google account set up previously, but it was through a partner who's no longer with us. So now I'm trying to set everything up through us myself now, since I actually own the company.
Okay. Do you know if you have access to that Google business profile that already exists?
I don't. No, I don't. I don't seem to have access to it at all.
Okay. Yeah, because it's always linked to an email account, so I assume the other person was the one that did that for you, right?
Yeah, it was probably info@alphahomepros.com.
Okay. Definitely. All right, then what we're going to do is we're going to help you reclaim the one that already exists. It already has 22 reviews.
Correct.
Let's see. And we're going to create the other one. The one that exists is already in the city of Florence, so we would be creating the one for Union. Okay.
Okay.
No
we
problem.
We have to create one for Union then, or is Florence enough, do you think?
Let's see. Let me check here.
I mean, I guess that we can run it for the first month with both of them, but and then if we just wanted to only do Florence, we could just do Florence, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to reclaim the one that's in Florence to make you the owner. So we're going to make the email
okay.
that's on this account the owner, which is tiara@alphahomepros.com.
Correct.
All right. To do this, we actually sent you an email, which is titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. I think you already uploaded some of those things. It's like a picture of the vehicle with the license plate.
I've uploaded a picture of the business card and our business insurance so far. It is pouring down rain here, so I can't even get out to get a picture of my truck or my license, but I will when the rain lets up.
I can see
this going as soon as possible because, like I said, I own a roofing company, and we got storms coming through here, so I need to make the most of this. I need my customers to find me as quickly as possible.
Definitely. All right. In that email, once you can, please send us as much of the things that are on that list. It is going to be Google that determines how it's verified. It could be a video that they might ask you to film showing documents, vehicle, tools, and business card. Or they might ask to talk to you in a video call where they're going to ask to see all those things. Let's see. So the sooner you send those, the better, because it does take Google several days to process anything, to be honest with you.
Okay. What kind of invoice is it that they're looking for? Just an invoice that's billed to me at Alpha Home Pros?
Yeah, one of those.
Okay. All right. And then workplace, they just want a picture of one of my work sites, because construction, so it's always changing.
Yeah, that the location, since your address is not going to be visible, that's not as important. The other things are, though.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Now, let's see here. Do you already have a website? It seems that you do, right? AlphaHomePros.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at the website. It looks really good. You have two options there. One, we could just leave it the way it is and promote it, so no changes are going to be done. Or if you're the owner of the domain and you want us to make a whole new website, we can do that as well. What would you like us to do?
I think right now I'm happy with the way it is. So.
Okay. No problem. We'll leave it that way. We could always make changes later on if you change your mind.
Okay.
All right. Now, since the business has the same phone number, we're going to have to change the phone number on there because he said they left a different number with the other person that was your partner, right?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. We'll update that once we get, we're able to reclaim it.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and run a list of keywords, which are the ones that people are going to type online to find your business. And you let me know if I should remove or add anything. Okay?
Okay.
One second. All right, I'll begin. I have roofing contractor.
Okay.
Roofing services.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Asphalt shingle roofing?
Yes.
Metal roofing?
Yes.
Siding repair?
Yes.
Siding installation?
Yes.
Downspout cleaning?
Yes.
Asphalt shingle roof installation?
Yes.
Asphalt shingle roof repair?
Yes.
Flat foam installation?
What is it?
Flat foam. I think it's like a type of...
EPDM.
Yeah.
What it is, yeah.
And then I have single ply roof installation?
Yeah.
Metal roof installation?
Yeah.
Wood shake roof installation?
Yeah.
And I have roof repair, replacement, and installation.
Yeah.
Perfect. Is there anything you want me to add to the list?
Yes, actually, copper work.
Copper.
Anything as far as copper work, yeah.
Like copper roofing, something like that?
Well, we do specialty work as far as like doing copper step flashing, copper bay windows, copper cupolas. So anything like as far as copper and exterior copper work, I guess you could say.
Okay, I can add that. Copper. Got it. Anything else?
No.
Okay, no problem. The list we're going to go ahead and...
Actually, there is one. Box gutters.
Box?
It's a specialty service in this area that not a lot of people do, so...
Just box cutters?
Gutters. Like, the gutter, normal gutters that you have on your roof are different than box gutters, but...
Okay, box gutters. I got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. We're going to send you a copy of the list to the email on the account. Later on, if you want to make changes, you can do so by replying directly to the email.
Sounds good.
Ah, good. Now, let me just check the reviews you have on here just to see what kind of things people like about the business. Okay.
How did a tree get in here? Oh, my goodness.
All right. I see people like professionalism, knowledgeable, great quality, great service. Let's see. Now, let me just see if on your website you have a mission statement. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think it's actually the first thing on the right here where it says, with more than a quarter century of combined industry experience, our team ranks as one of the most skilled and highly trained crews in the area. That whole first paragraph.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. By the way, does your business have a slogan? Some people use these like on stickers on vehicles or business cards.
Alpha Home Pros go with the pros.
Ah, okay. Let me see. Alpha Home Pros go. Got it. By the way, what year did you start your business?
2019.
Ah, good.
And 2019.
And currently, how many people work in your business?
It's actually just me. My husband does some consulting for me, but everybody else is basically a 1099 employee.
Ah, good.
A contractor. Yeah.
And is your focus mostly residential work, or do you also do commercial work?
We do commercial as well. We do a lot of government work.
Perfect. And online, it currently says that the hours of operation are from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to 5, Sunday 9 to 2. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to change all of that. We're going to do just Monday through Friday 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to noon, and then Sunday's off. Well, actually, just do Saturday and Sunday by appointment.
Okay. No problem. I can definitely do that. Got it. By the way, what forms of payment do you accept?
We can work with customers on anything. We offer financing, credit cards, bank transfers. We do everything through QuickBooks, so the invoices that they get, they can pay, you know, however they need to. We've got Venmo set up, so whatever's the most convenient for our customers, honestly, we will work with them.
Ah, good. Now, I already got the information regarding the Google Business Profile. As I mentioned, we're going to start the reclaiming process for that, and we're going to keep you informed along the way of what verification options are available.
Okay.
Okay. Other than Union and Florence, are there other cities in the area that you're interested that you also show up as a result?
Other cities that we would like to be able to see?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Yeah. Well, Burlington is close to us. Edgewood.
Edgewood, got it. I recommend no more than five. Right now you have four. You could do one more.
What about Amelia, Ohio? That's where I grew up, and it's around the corner from us.
Emilio? E-M-I-A.
A-M-E-L-I-A.
Amelia. All right. Amelia. Got it. Sure. Yeah, I'll definitely add those cities. All right. Now, do you use Yelp for your business?
We have not set anything up through Yelp, no.
Oh, okay, no problem. I only ask in case you do so we can offer to manage it for you, but it's not a requirement.
Okay. Okay.
By the way, I see we're only going to do the Google Business Profile, but if you have a Facebook page, we can use the link to add it to the Google Business Profile once we have access. Do you have a Facebook business page?
I do have a Facebook, yeah. I do have a Facebook business page.
Oh, okay, and I think I found one. It's got like a big house in the back, and the logo looks kind of like blue and pink.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one? Oh, okay,
yes.
Perfect. We're just going to add that here to make sure that's added to the profile.
Okay.
All right. Now, if we need to contact you here from Local Splash from Monday through Friday, what's the best time we can call you?
Monday through Friday. And actually, my husband asked if we could change the possible hours from 7 in the morning till 6. He feels like that's more of a, what I said was more banker hours, and what he said is more construction hours. So if we could change the Monday through Friday to 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., I guess.
Yeah, definitely. We can do that, definitely.
And that is anytime you guys need to call me. I have my phone on me at all times. It's also my personal phone, unfortunately, as of right now. So I have it all the time.
No problem.
I have grandbabies right now, so trust me. My phone is always on me. I can't miss anything.
Ah, good. Perfect. By the way, forgot to mention, but did you want us to create any like a call tracking number like the one you had through your partner? We also offer that service.
Sure. What is that? What's the purpose of that?
That basically, it allows us to show you how many calls are generated through the campaign that we do for your business. You could also see the call history, filter out calls for block calls on the dashboard. There's
sure.
No additional cost for that. Okay.
Sure.
And that way you can also see which areas the phone calls are coming from, either from one of the Google Business Profiles or the other one. We can create
and
a number for
you. Know, that big house that's on the Facebook, it's not my house. It's just one of the houses we did a roof on. I wish that was my house. It's really nice. I forgot which house we had on there until I just looked it up. I was like, big house. I can't remember which one we had. Yeah, that was one of the first houses we did.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. It's a nice house.
Such a pretty house. Yeah, it is. Really, it's gorgeous.
Definitely. Now, let's see here. Once we create the phone number, we're going to go ahead and send you the number to your phone. You can go ahead and save it on there. Like, for example, put it on their like local leads. Whenever your client calls you, you're going to receive a text message with their name and phone number. And you're
perfect.
Also going to be able to review this on the dashboard whenever you want as well.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Now, Let's see. I think you still use that same logo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I'm going to send you an email where you can share the logo with us. The email is going to be titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listings. You can send the logo, and you can also send us pictures of your work, which are going to be used on Google Business Profile and also by the system to make posts to generate more views on the Google Business Profile. You can send up to 20 pictures at a time by replying directly to that email. Or if you want to upload them on the dashboard, you can do so just by going to the menu, selecting business information, and going down to the section that says media, and you can upload them on there as well.
Okay, perfect.
Good. Now, regarding the time frame, it takes us about 7 to 14 days to get everything published. During that time, we're going to be in contact with you to let you know what's been finished and if we need anything from your end, for example, finishing the reclaiming process for the Google Business Profile or telling you what verification option is available.
Okay.
Good. Now, this is all going to generate more phone calls for your business, which will result in all types of calls like service requests, competitors. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google or they want more money for the Google profile, that is a spam call. Let us know first before you reply to that person.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting those all the time before we had our account set up, like all the time. And I kept thinking, how much more money does Google need? I don't understand.
Definitely. Yeah, a lot of those calls, they just say they're Google, but it's not really them.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, during this time period, you're going to have access to the dashboard to view leads, create content, manage reviews, upload pictures, make posts, or edit the posts that the system does for you. And you should see the maximum results within the first 40 to 60 days. Keep in mind, you're going to have access to the dashboard to view leads or create content during that time period. And before we finish the call, I do need to set up a follow-up appointment, which is just to let you know the status of your account. It's always done 3 weeks from when today's appointment was done. That falls on October 18. Can we call you that day at the same time I called you today?
Let me double check my calendar. I've got a lot of projects that are out of town coming up. So the 18th.
It's a Friday.
I need 3 and 4 calendars around me at all times. October 18th. Let's see. Yes, that should be fine.
Good. We're going to send you a reminder to your email and also to the Google Calendar on the cell phone on this account.
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. And that's pretty much it for today. Do you have any questions for me?
Nope.
Good. Remember, our contact information is at the bottom of all the emails, and we're open 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday to Friday.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Well, thank you again for your time. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.